North Korea says it has cleared its military to attack the U.S. with nuclear weapons. Pyongyang has also moved its mid-range Musudan missiles, which can reach Japan and South Korea, to its east coast. The U.S. has slammed North Korea's threats against Washington and its regional allies. Palestinian fighters in Gaza fire several rockets at Israel in response to Tel Aviv's recent attacks on the besieged coastal enclave. An Israeli official says one of the rockets exploded in southern Israel but caused no casualties. The rocket attack comes 2 days after Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes on Gaza. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake has rocked areas in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Pakistani officials say the epicenter was on the Afghan-Tajikistan border. At a depth of 225 kilometers, the tremors were felt in Kabul and Islamabad, but officials say there are no immediate reports of damage or casualties. A mass hunger strike at the U.S. military jail at Guantanamo Bay continues for the 58th day. The hunger strike broke out after prison officials forcefully seized personal belongings of the inmates. More than 160 so-called terror suspects have been kept at Guantanamo without charge since the early 2000s. Israeli forces have shot dead two Palestinian teenagers during a fresh wave of protests in the occupied West Bank. Medics say 16-year-old Amer Nasser was shot in the head near the city of Tul Karem. Dozens were also injured in the protests. The financial crisis in Cyprus seems to be spiraling out of control. Bank employees will stage a strike on Thursday. This after a union of bank employees called for the walkout. Cypriots fear that pensions may be at risk under the country's crippling bailout package from international lenders. Russia says unilateral sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program are counterproductive. Deputy Foreign Minister Igor Morgulov says U.S.-led political pressures on Tehran have only complicated the issue. He says recognizing Tehran's unconditional right to develop its civilian nuclear program is the only way to reach a long-term solution. At least four Afghan police officers have been killed in a U.S. airstrike in the eastern province of Ghazni. Officials say officers were inspecting a vehicle in the Dehyak district. When the attack took place, the Afghan government has repeatedly complained about such airstrikes.